All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the American Vindicta Show. Today we have on with us Mr. Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. We're going to be talking about the effects of going to war with Russia. We're going to be talking about the unknown amount of missing children in America and what may be the cause of it. And we'll see how this goes. Without further ado, Bob, thanks for coming on, and let's get right into it. Go ahead.
Doug, you know, it's good to be on. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for saving me and saving the people who are listening to this, because we are aware of the times in which we live. So many people are not aware of the times in which we live. In my spirit, in the times of prayer, and I spent a lot of time in prayer at the beginning of the year, and I'm spending time now, Lord, what do we do? This system, the world system, is coming apart at breakneck speed. Lawlessness reigns. And so I just want to say something, ladies and gentlemen. Never in my, 51 years of being a Christian, 52, 51, whatever, I became a Christian when I was 15, have I sensed the danger that we are in as a people, as a country. I sense the danger that Christians are in right now as far as their mortal being is concerned, and even for a lot of them, their mortal soul, because the deception and the iniquity is overtaking people at breakneck speed. And I'm putting my name out there with it, we are on the precipice of a collapse, a disaster so significant that I don't think it's ever happened in American history before. The Civil War, Revolutionary War, World War II, and of course the worst one of all, January 6th. I'm talking about a multifaceted collapse of the United States. Just take a second and think about it, that we have a government, we have industry, we have big pharma, all promoting the emasculation, willful emasculation of our children, celebrating that emasculation of our children. They have literally just opened the border right now, and we have third world just flooding in to our country by the millions, unchecked, unstopped. We don't know what disease they have. We don't know if they're carrying weapons. We don't know if they're enemy combatants, which I'm sure they are, saboteurs, drug dealers, sex traffickers, flowing across our borders by the millions. City after city after city that was stable, smaller cities that were once stable, a stable population, a stable culture to that city, now are being invaded, and with crime soaring, police can't handle it, because the police force is not geared to handle that type of thing. Our woke military can't do it. Joe Biden's promoting it. Our economy is on the teeters right now. If we really knew the shape of our economy and how much on the precipice it was, and not only that, the whole nature of our economy is getting ready to change. Bank of America just announced no more cash by 2024. The morals of this nation, you can't even turn TV on. You can barely turn the computer on anymore without having gross, you know, either stories that your eye catches, a story of some sadistic, perverted, diseased action. I watched a story the other day of the mayor of this little town in California. It wasn't a little town, it was a medium-sized town. And in front of the school, you know, he's letting this drag queen spank him with a paddle. I don't know if you saw that or not. It was all being done as a joke. God is not mocked. You can make a joke if you want to. And in America, we have apathy concerning. We're going to talk about the children here. We have apathy. There's still 2,000 children in Maui missing. And there's apathy, except for 2,000 parents who are worried sick, probably just worrying themselves into the grave right now over what's happened to those children. Tens of thousands of children going missing every month. And you don't hear about it on the news. You don't hear about it on anywhere. Russell Brand, in just a few short days, they can dig up, all these women that have supposedly he has sexually assaulted. But now how many years has it been since Jeffrey Epstein died and we still don't have the list of men and women that visited Epstein Island and were raping children?
We have the list. We have the list.
Well, we don't have it. They have it.
Yeah, they just won't expose
it. It's the blackmail list. Our education system is in shambles. And I just want to address this. I'm going to get people mad at me. Your school is not an exception. Well, you don't know my school. We have Christian teachers in it. They can't teach God as creator. They can't do that. They have to follow the NEA curriculum. They have internet, they're accessed by the internet while in school. Your school is not different. It's a godless, heathenistic institution that is teaching your children Marxist hedonism. That's what it is, your school. So unfriend me if you like. We see lawlessness abound like never before. I mean, Joe Biden, the crimes are right in our face. It's the most low-hanging treason, murder, money laundering crimes imaginable, and nothing happens to him. And now on top of that, we're on the verge of another war where, I was just listening to an interview with Mike Adams. I forgot he was interviewing, but they were saying that war, if the United States gets involved, which they think they will, and I think we will cost the lives of 3,500 Americans per week. That's 100,000 per month. That's almost twice as much as we lost in Vietnam. So this country, ladies and gentlemen, is on the verge of collapse. And I mean, I'm not talking about down years. We are collapsing right now in free fall right in front of your face. Tell me something that is not collapsing at free fall speed. It wasn't just the Twin Towers that collapsed at free fall speed. It's everything in America is collapsing at free fall speed.
I'll tell you what's not collapsing. Poverty.
Of course, poverty it's like hell. It's having to open wide its mouth. Americans are being pressed at every measure through inflation, or your money is just becoming more and more worthless. All the while, these people enjoy the indulgences, like Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. It's shameful. It's deplorable. Americans are being pushed from every direction. They're being conditioned right now. And I just want to say this. This is imminent, in my opinion. It's imminent. It's not years down the road. It's not a year down the road. This is imminent because we already are in free fall. If you're not right with the Lord Jesus Christ right now, if you've got sin in your life right now, if you're in a marriage and you're cheating on your partner, if you're, stealing or lying or whatever it is, pride, materialism, get it right with God, because we don't know from one moment to the next when you will have to stand before me and give an account. And second of all, Doug and I are friends. When we have this active shooter course coming up in a few weeks, one of the best parts about it is it's not the training, even though it's excellent training and everybody's going to love it. It's the after action. We're sitting around a barn fire and we're talking about the things of God. We're going to have communion and we have that deep fellowship and we create those eternal bonds between brothers and sisters, that strengthen us and build us up. And the last thing is, if you've taken preparing, as a joke or as a novel thing, maybe I'll have a week's worth of food in the house. I'm telling you better wake up, because in front of your face, they're telling you what they're going to do. Marie Antoinette said, let them eat cake. They're saying, let them eat bugs. And in every way, shape, form, and fashion, every step of the food production chain is being destroyed right in front of your face, whether it's agriculture, as far as, you know, wheat, corn, barley, lettuce, cucumbers, whatever, to animals, chickens, hogs, or cattle. All of it's being destroyed right in front of your face for the point of starvation. And now the government is saying that we need to take over control of the food supply. Well, I can tell you, wherever that has happened, prove me wrong, wherever that has happened, you've had mass starvation follow it. So ladies and gentlemen, the things we're going to talk about today, you better take serious. You better take serious what the Bible says about God judging a nation, because we are in judgment. The judgment is going to get worse until we are finally overthrown. Now, even in the overthrow of Babylon, when the Medes and the Persians came in, Daniel and his friends went through that because God had favor on them. And I just say this, I would much rather enter this fray, this end time, you know, debacle of violence that is coming with God on my side, with his Holy Spirit filling me, than thinking I'm a big, bad, tough Navy SEAL, Green Beret, and, you know, whatever else wrapped into one, and I can handle whatever is coming. No, you can't. You cannot handle what is coming. So that's our exhortation. The collapse is imminent. In fact, it's happening right in front of our face right now. Everything I mentioned, our borders are collapsing, our morals are collapsing, our culture is collapsing, our education, I'd say it's collapsed. We see lawlessness abound. We see wars proliferating. All of it is in free fall right now, and it can't go on much longer, especially when you consider one of the things we're going to talk about today, the millions of children that are disappearing. And I know all of them aren't being trafficked, but there's thousands of children that are being trafficked today. Today, thousands of children will be trafficked today in America, brutally raped, beaten, abused in America today. And the worst part is sometimes the parents are selling the children into these lifestyles because, as Doug said earlier, poverty is increasing. Parents are desperate, so they sell their children. All you have to do is go back and read the book, The Savage Continent. Doug has that book. He's read it. And how parents did, even in Milan after the collapse, and once the Nazis had collapsed and the Allies moved in, the city was so broken down. Parents sent their children out to prostitute themselves. Husbands sent their wives out to prostitute themselves just for meager existence, just for a can of beans so they could eat something that day. This is where America is heading, and it's heading there at light speed. These people sense that they are within grasp of their goal. And, you know, anybody that is getting in their way, they're being plowed under. And so this is what I would say to you. Get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Repent of your sins. You know, the thing is, well, I accepted Jesus. You know, I accepted into my heart as a five-year-old at Vacation Bible School. That is malarkey. And I know I'm going to get people mad at me that the Bible never says to accept Jesus in your heart. The Bible says you repent of your sins and you live the Christian life. You work and walk it out as a warrior. You work out your salvation. It's not something you do one time and then you've got the box checked for the rest of your life so you can do whatever you want. Get your heart right. Surround yourself with these men and women. If you want to have a great time of fellowship, come out to Doug's class. That's 6th, 7th, and 8th here at Ready Made Resources. And you'll enjoy the after action as much as, you know, the fun stuff, you know. You'll get to enjoy that. But this country is in free fall collapse, ladies and gentlemen. And you better take it serious because your life, the life of your family, your children, your grandchildren are at stake. You know, I have multiple grandchildren. And I think I've got, three younger grandchildren. I've got teenage boys that are grandchildren, and I've got a 20-year-old granddaughter, and I have a great-granddaughter, and she's, sub 1 year old. But when I think of these monsters out there that are kidnapping these children and then selling them off. No nation can survive this because God is just, and he is bringing the United States right now on the balances. And just as in Babylon, where it said, meeny, meeny, tekel, uparson, you know, the kingdom is weighed and found wanting, and tonight it is going to be divided. It's going to fall. I would say that over the United States right now. You know, these people think they can go on in their sin and their debauchery, their satanic Luciferianism forever. And yet what is coming right now is a judgment unlike the world has ever seen. Unless those days have been shortened, no flesh would be saved. Doug, go ahead.
Well, we were reviewing the case of 50 reported missing kids in Ohio. In this one area.
In this month.
Yeah, this month. So in this one area in Ohio, in Cleveland, there is a reported 1,072 missing children since the beginning of this year. Police say most likely they're runaways. They're struggling to keep up with the demand of anxious parents wanting to find their kids. You know,
that's public consumption.
Well, here's the thing that I don't trust people for one thing. There has been quite a few law enforcement departments, include some federal and contractors, who have been caught up in this game of smuggling kids. Very rarely talked about. And it's dangerous to talk about it, for one thing, because they don't want the limelight on them. You know, here's the thing. You know, World War III, that's fine. Transgenderism, yeah, that's fine to talk about. The economy crashing, that's fine to talk about. Aliens coming, or aliens being found in Peru, or you know, Antarctica, or whatever. That's fine. You know, or you know, go down every rabbit hole of conspiracy theories until you fall upon the flat earth, and then talk about that for the rest of your life. That's fine. But what they don't want you to talk about the children, because the children fuel the satanic ritual ceremonies
through blood,
through their blood. These children are sacrificed to Satan. These children are cannibalized at times, dismembered. They are sexually violated as a infant until unuseful at whatever age. Then the age that Jamie Walden told me from the operations that they were doing trying to rescue girls is typically early teenager, before 16. And after that, when they're all used up, well, then they are organ harvested. And this is what's happening around the world. Epstein Island, and there's one in the Dominican Republic. They're all over the world. Think of an acreage, a farm, a ranch, whatever have you, where you have the elite who will have their eyes wide shut, sexual orgy, you know, narcotic-driven parties. Oh, and these are people you vote for, by the way. And then they will go out and hunt children down for fun, or hunt people down. It's not always children. A lot of times it's children. And these are the things they don't want you to talk about. They don't want you to write books about it. They don't want you to do podcasts over it. I have been narrating the book, The Black Awakening. If you want to see that or listen to that, if you've never heard of The Black Awakening, I implore you to either check it out on the YouTube or Rumble channel. For all you listening on GS Radio, right now I think I'm on chapter 8. And once I hit chapter 10, I'm going to make a 2-week straight reading of The Black Awakening on gsradio.net, so it'll be on the archives. When you learn stuff like from this book, Chaos, you learn about how Charles Manson was a puppet for the CIA through Operation Monarch, MK Ultra. They grab these people as children, and that's when they fracture their reality. That's when they break apart their personal identities and they create multiple identities. And then they program to kill. One identity will be programmed to kill. One identity will be programmed to lie. One identity will be programmed to infiltrate churches or law enforcement or military. One identity would then be used for sexual pleasure. And with, you know, snap of the finger, ring of a bell, change of a channel, the identity would flip to whatever it is that they wanted. People think that can't happen, but we've proven through monkeys and apes and prisoners, the CIA has grossly proven through hallucinogenic drugs like LSD. Oh, yeah, man. Since the 60s, we've been able to do it. We have it down pat now. We have it patented. And when a child goes missing, here's something for you guys to pay attention to. As many of you might have seen, I went to a place in Denton, Texas, about an hour and a half from me, and it's called the Goatman Bridge. That is a place where there is satanic worship. It is absolute, in-your-face, satanic occult worship. These places are most frequented by teenagers, kids, okay? Where did they learn the stuff? Why are they so interested in it? They're interested in it because the movies you let them watch, the music you let them listen to, the people that you let them hang out with, the video games that you let them play. Ah, Doug's full of crap. Nah, man. Yeah, your phone. Your phone is a portal to hell. So for parents, whenever you get that notification, when you get that notification on your phone, there's an Amber Alert, missing child. One of the things to pay attention to is what day on the satanic occult ritual holiday is happening. And is this, how close is it that day? Is the occult happening, the occult practice happening, or is it a building up to? You are going to start to realize that the building up to an occult practice day, where every one of them is human sacrifice or some sort of sexual torture, you will see primarily female children of any age will disappear. Any age. Here, let me pull one up. So in regards to what Russ Dizdar had started, now, I am no Russ Dizdar. God bless that man's soul and the work that he did. But I am picking up where he was and carrying it on in my own way, in my area, which any single one of you can be doing. So that doesn't make me special. Don't hype people up for the sake of having an idol. But
hey, Doug, let me just say this.
Go ahead.
If the other day I was out at a meeting. It was in town, and it was a gathering with an event put on, you know, by homeschoolers for children and all those things. You know, I tell you, I keep my eyes peeled, because that's the kind of thing where people show up at that are bad people, just looking. And so when you said it, anybody can do it, anybody can do it. You know, when you're in those kind of things and you're just looking, keep your eyes open for the children around you. And if you see the telltale signs, maybe nervousness, maybe, you know, holding the hand tight, you know, just be aware. I'd rather be wrong and just bring attention to something than right and keep silent.
Well, there's so many scandals that haven't been busted because people will say, you know what, I'm going to mind my own business. I'm not going to get into that family's business. Well, I'm not bashful. So if I see something, I'm going to say something. You know, maybe that's the government standard in me, see something, say something, but there is merit to it. You know, you should be confronting, you should be asking questions. And if a parent feels like, oh, hey man, what are you trying to say I'm doing? Like, no, I'm being proactive. You're giving me markers. You're giving me signs. I'm probing and prodding because I have no idea who's around me. And oh, by the way, most of those people who abduct children are sitting next to you in church. That's a proven fact. All right, look, this is what's coming up. So, okay. I'll just go over September real quick. On September the 7th, we had something called Marriage to the Beast, which was the marriage to Satan. This would include orgy and blood rituals. All females, especially children in the cult, are married to Satan in full bridal wear. This is going to get graphic. So, you know, earmuffs for any of the kids that are out there. Parents, this is a warning to you. 3, 2, 1, it's fixing to get graphic. At these rituals, they sexually rape the children. And it is, they have an order of how they do things. I think it's based off of pain. But the children is to be raped orally, anally, and vaginally, to include using animals and or human sacrifice and dismemberment. That's September 7th. Every single year that happens. A buildup before that day, look a week before September 7th. How many kids go missing in your area? And then look up how many known satanic churches are in your area, New Age occult, you know, practicing people are in your area, how many witches covens are in your area. And then you can make a little map of things that are happening and probably shock yourself. All right, coming up next. This just happened. We had September 20th, Harvest Midnight Host. This is another blood ritual. It involved dismemberment. Hands removed a victim for the hands of glory to Satan. So with the hands of glory, that is typically what would happen is a thief or a robber would be hung by the neck until dead, and then the left hand would be cut off. And then it would be preserved for September 23rd, 3 days later. It would be preserved for the hands of glory, which is September 20th. And what they do is they would dip the hand into wax, and then they would light the fingernails on fire. And it would be a way to curse people or to ward off bad spirits. It's witchcraft, satanic occultism. It is satanic. And this would be done by anybody and everybody. A lot of times homeless people are victim of this because, hey, who's going to care about the homeless? September 23rd, fall equinox. This is a sexual orgy ritual night. Oral, anal, and vaginal penetrations, human and or animal sacrifice. You notice the human and or animal sacrifice doesn't always have to be human. It's just the blood sacrifice. Now, you have various different levels of people that are involved. You have kids that are meddling. You have kids, teenagers, and adults who practice these things together. This is typically considered to be the most dangerous group. And then you have the adult practitioners. The adult practitioners are people who, or I would say, are survivors and driving the engine of the further ritual days. But for that child adult group, what do you think they do to the children? Why do you think the children are there? Now, most of the time, they don't kill the children indoctrinated into the cult, but they, and from the book Satan Hunter, which was a law enforcement detective who has gone into more in depth than I really do want to read, because some of the stuff's really bad, man. It's really bad. Those children are used by the group. It's always the priest, which is a man, who initiates all this. And then typically it's the entire group, men and women, have sex with the child or children. And these people that are in these cults, it's typically their children or it's their neighbor's friend, or, you know, it's an intimate person that they know. It's not like a kid off the street a lot of times. But the sacrifice is the missing children, the Amber Alerts that you guys you know, it pops up on your phone like, I'm going to ignore that today. That is actually something you need to be paying quite a close attention to. There's a lot of times that you'll see with the Amber Alerts. Law enforcement taught me this. You know, you'll see the Amber Alert pop up, missing child. Here's the description, boy or female. And then within, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, this adult female or male attached to this child, most likely that is a mother who took the child and ran from the father, or the father who took the child and ran from the mother. That can still be occultic in some way, but typically I throw that one out. But when you see the child just missing and then nothing's ever sought again, you know how many of those cases there are a day in America that go completely ignored? Ignored. There's 2,000 or more missing in Maui. Ignored. Government doesn't care. Send $100 million to Ukraine, or $100 billion to Ukraine, which, by the way, child trafficking central of the world.
Let's talk about Maria Abramovich.
Oh my
God. She was just appointed. Spirit cooker.
She's a witch. She's a little witch.
Yeah. She was just appointed to help rebuild Ukrainian schools.
Yeah. Now, why would you involve a witch who convenes through sorcery
and Podesta
and necromancy
had some, let's just put this way. Podesta had some rather interesting art concerning children.
Disgusting. So she, that's the whole Pizzagate thing.
Yeah. She gets to be the one leading up the thing of rebuilding the school. So she has access to all those children. You can continue to close your eyes, but let's look at this. You know, it goes back to Pharaoh. It goes back to Nero. It goes back to the children of Israel offering their children to Moloch. Tucker Carlson was bringing this up on a piece he did on Rumble, that throughout all cultures, eventually the culture becomes hedonistic, and we think that somehow killing and torturing our children brings us good fortune. And if you just watch this in the United States, if you don't think it's true, 25 years ago, the left used to say we want to make abortion rare and seldom and all those other things. It's never a good thing. Now they celebrate it. You know, I celebrate my 16 abortions. I celebrate it. So it is now completely out in the open where they're offering it to Moloch.
Have you seen the women that are pregnant and they'll write on their pregnant bellies, housing their infant, not a human yet?
Yes. They don't know what sex they are. They don't know what their human are. Basically, I'm going to offer this child to Moloch, Satan, whatever, to the Baal, just to do that. But this is not an isolated thing. This is in all cultures that are collapsing. You see it. All cultures that have abandoned the true God and that take on the demigods of old, you know, Pan, Baal, Asherah.
It's prolific in Africa.
Yes. Yeah. Using your children to bring good luck by killing them, selling them, doing whatever. So this is not something that is unique. This is something that has run through all dying cultures, and it's especially proliferating in the United States right now because we are a dying culture. Our civilization is in free fall collapse. Get ready for it. I know you don't want to hear it. I know we'd rather turn the football game on and watch some guy make the pass of the week or whatever. But your civilization is in free fall collapse. You're about ready to lose your freedom. I mean, every organization in the world right now has a campaign against disinformation. Well, what do you think campaigns against disinformation are? The restriction of free speech. Anybody who wants to exercise free speech, that's disinformation. So your free speech is about gone. They are now working with, you know, credit card companies and everyone else, not so that gun companies can't sell you, or they won't approve firearm sales. And so you'll have to pay for them with cash. But wait, you know, as I said, there's something more. they're going to get rid of cash. So how do you buy a gun then? You can't do it with your credit card. You can't do it with cash. They're getting rid of your ability. The First Amendment is gone. The Second Amendment is gone. You know, all these protections that our founding fathers gave us to protect us from intrusive government are just going out the window. And Doug, the very people who are going to be affected by this the most, Christian people, they're the ones that are going to be the first ones going to the camps. They're the first ones that are going to go into the organ harvesting meat grinder. All of that. They're the most silent. You know, Christians are the most silent about it. They don't talk about it. They'll post a billion things on Facebook about what they ate, about, you know, this, that, or the other thing, completely non-important things. But the thought of bringing up, you know, the moral issues of the day, how the Luciferian doctrine is taking over America at light speed, crickets. We don't say anything.
Can I mention something about that real quick? So yes. I was scrolling through Twitter a while ago, or X, whatever it's called. And, you know, I like to go through there occasionally just because there's a lot of good intelligence that you can find on open source social media. Bob, you know that. Mm-hmm. People tell you everything on social media. You really don't have to go look. And so as I'm scrolling through, I see at least half the stuff is about Trump. A lot of stuff now from Christians on X or Twitter. And that's great. But you know what I'm getting kind of tired of is that you'll have, you know, and a lot of times it's women, you know, God bless you for trying to be, you know, motivating, I guess. But what I'm kind of tired of is when people are like, if God's bless you today, give this a heart or repost it or give it a thumbs up. That's not, for one thing, honoring God. That's not what we need to be doing, is a feel-good post. Why aren't you posting about the satanic ritual occultism that's happening in your own backyard? Why aren't you asking for repentance of sins nationwide? But no, if you like this cat picture, repost it. If you like my dog walking backwards and you know, my parrot that I taught to play the piano, that'll get a million posts. You know, if God made you, if this post gave you a feel good because, you know, God bless you today, you know, give it a repost and it'll be at like 10,000 reposts. That's great. That's great. But what about repentance?
A video of a farting dog will get more views than anything along those lines.
Yep. People don't America, care, man. People don't care.
That's what I'm saying, apathy. It's an apathetic. And this is why, America, your judgment is sure. Meaning, meaning, tekel uparson. You've been found weighed in the balances, and you are lacking. Your military is lacking. We don't even have men who can fight anymore. In fact, we don't even teach men to fight anymore. We don't have the supply of soldiers to do that. In fact, getting onto the war issue, you know, I firmly believe with every fiber of my being that we have played this Ukraine thing strategically so that in the end we have to become involved in Ukraine directly. And I was watching and listening to several sources today that say, if we get involved, you know, we fought Afghan goat herders. We fought third world armies. You know, we've not fought a first world army.
And we took a lot of casualties.
Yeah. The Russians are battle hardened people. We're battle hardened against goat herders, but we're not battle hardened against the first world army. And when we go over there, they're estimating that we will lose 3,500 people per day. 3,500 people per day. I think at Normandy, we lost 4,400 in a day. In Vietnam, we lost 55,000 people in the entire war that died. In 1 month, at that rate, we will lose about 100,000 people per month fighting the Russians and the Iranians, the Chinese, and all the other Axis powers that will come in, the Koreans. And you don't want to fight the Koreans.
Is any of that sustainable?
No, it's of course it's not sustainable. The guy's point is this, that we want to destroy the U.S. military so the cartels can come in and take over the United States, which they're doing right now, take over the United States and use the United States, you know, just as a big cash cow for them and their friends and the cartels, because these people have already sold out to the cartels. You cannot make one logical reason why any politician right now that is voting against a wall has not sold out to the cartels, because he knows that that means unlimited amounts of fentanyl coming across the country, into the country, unlimited amount of drugs, unlimited amount of sex trafficking, young girls, pedophiles, unlimited amount of saboteurs, Chinese. There's not one person who wants that is voting against border security. Every one of those people are traitors, because they know what's coming across our border, and it's coming across by the millions. And that's our nation is being flooded by the millions of these people, drug traffickers, sex traffickers, warmongers, saboteurs, you name it. And the politicians are getting paid off. So that's what they want, is one great big cartel running the United States so that everybody comes under its thumb. And this is because Christians have remained silent. Yes, you've remained silent. You haven't talked about these things. You haven't raised your voice. You haven't raised hell about it. And that's what very few people are willing to do, put their reputations on the line. They just rather remain silent. That's what the people that lived around the concentration camps, Treblinka, Sobibor, whatever. Oh, we didn't know. We didn't know. The hell they didn't know. They knew what was going on there. They knew what was happening in those camps. But we just wanted to play ignorant. Oh, we didn't know. They knew. And you know what's happening. How can you remain silent when children are being murdered by the thousands and raped by the thousands every day? Still, 2,000 children in Maui are missing. We know where the school buses ended up on a military base. But that's the kind of stuff that gets you killed. Doug, I just want to say this. I don't have any suicidal thoughts. I kind of left my life, kind of left my family. Don't plan on doing anything like that. But that's the kind of stuff that gets you killed, because it is these school buses. That means the military's involved. Now, not directly. They could have black flights coming in, which I'm sure that's what it was. A black flight. You know, you're not going to ask questions. These planes are going to land. Don't see, don't tell. Load them up, and they end up in, you know, all over the world. I've been, you know, you go to these places around the world. I've been in Bangkok, all the places, all those. Just, I don't want to go into it, why I was there, but I think you know why I was there. But you go to those places and you just see young kids, anything, any flavor you want are there for the taking. And the men, women that go there, knowing that they want underage children, you know, a sex holiday, anywhere in the world you go. But that's where these children are ending up there right now.
Thailand.
Right now. And you're quiet. You know, you do want to talk about your dog farting. Oh, look how funny that is.
Thailand is one of the worst places in the world for that.
I've been there.
It's the most frequented place by American men that will go there. And it is an absolute, from what I've been told from investigators, they call it a sexcapade. They go after the little boys that are made to be transsexuals for men to sleep with, to, you know, man, every age of child,
every flavor you want, every flavor, every age.
People just don't understand how depressing this really is, and how disturbing it is.
You know, we see this throughout history. Doug, can you pull up that picture of September and show it? Missing children per week, missing children per month. This is around the country. And this is just one month. And the month isn't even over with yet. Let's see if you can pull it up, because this happens every month, every day, every year, the Super Bowl being the biggest day of the year where it happens. But, you know, hundreds, thousands of children go missing every month. And when I'm, we're not saying that every child, left-hand side, that's per month. So far this year, say in Kentucky, 184 have gone missing. Ohio, 166 this month, 1,455 this year. So that's just, that's all over the country. This is happening per month. Look at those numbers. And those children are out.
That's not even all of America.
No, if you put California in there, oh my gosh, if you could, if you can get New York, 2,000. 2,000 a month, 2,800, I think it was, per month. Yeah, 2,700 per month in New York go missing. Now, granted, a lot of those kids get absorbed into gangs and different things, but a large percentage of those children, those numbers you look at right now are lives, young lives that are being brutalized right now. Right now, as we speak, there's some filthy, dirty, disgusting, demon-possessed man abusing those children. And it's not, doesn't make the news. Nobody talks about it. It's like Doug said, nobody talks about it. And yet we have a nation of child rapists. We're the number one nation for child pornography. We distribute it around the world.
Yeah. We're not just the distributors, but also the intakers, the biggest amount of intakers of child pornography.
Yes. So, this is why I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, we can get involved. And if I redeem one life, I remember I used to sidewalk counsel at an abortion clinic. And I remember this one girl, she was going in to the clinic and we got her attention. She came over and talked to us. And she said, I can't afford this child. I can't afford it. And right there on the spot, a friend of mine stood up. He was the first one. He stood up and he goes, I'm going to give $3,000 to take care of this child. And then all of a sudden we raised thousands of dollars for that child. We took the child down to the pregnancy resources. That was a Christian ministry that helped women who were in pregnancies out of wedlock. And that the woman decided to keep her baby. I was at the dedication of that baby after it was born and I held the baby in my arms. What a moment. That was a moment I'll never, ever forget, that child was moments away from dying. And because a friend, his name was Tom, I'm going to give $3,000 to take care of that child. And you remember, this was, 30 years ago. So $3,000 was a lot of money back then. And that person's alive today. Because, a Christian stood up in the gap and said something and did something. But I'm saying this, we can do that now on an individual level, but I think the nation is lost. In fact, I know it is. There is no redemption for this nation. It's not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. Please stop listening to the prophets of prosperity. Oh, there's going to be a mass revival. There's not going to be a mass revival. We are under God's judgment. Read Romans 1, for goodness sake. Read the third stage of divine abandonment, divine insanity. He gives us over to an insane, reprobate mind. And that's where we're at.
He will give you over to what your heart desires. I want to talk about the adoption thing real quick. Did you know that it is a high amount of occult covens, witchcraft covens, and practicing, performing Satanists that are, I call it recruiting, but are adopting children?
Yes, and
they will get ahead of the line from a lot of other people.
Especially Christians who would deny that a child could be transgendered. I don't believe that. I believe it's just two sexes. That person is kicked out of line permanently. There's a lot. What happens a lot in this country because of adoption laws, people just breed children to adopt them out.
Yes, they do.
Make a lot of money. I know someone who does that. I don't know him as a friend. I know of the circumstance and the people that are doing that. They breed children, and I think it's 7 or 8 they've already bred and sold out for adoption. So this thing of trafficking in human flesh is, it's not right beneath the surface. It's a mile above the surface, and it's running rampant through this nation. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk to parents about today is not to be afraid, but you better change your paradigm of how you take care and watch your children. You know, I just had a new grandson, and, you know, we have protocols that we follow anymore, because it's not like when I was a kid and I could go out at 5, 6 years old and my mother didn't know where I was at till dark. And my brother and I were just running through the woods, playing, screaming, hollering, doing whatever we want to do. And that's what we did. It's not that world anymore. Just go online and type in sex predators in my area. And you just type in your zip code and you can find how many sex predators are in your area. And when you look at that, and I would say, you know, I think my immediate area has 8 or 9 of them. And that's the ones that are known.
I know right off the back gate of our Marine Corps base in Kaneohe, because I was stationed in Kaneohe Bay, Hawaii. We had over 300 within a mile of the back gate.
Yeah. And so just do that. And so you really need to change the paradigm. I'm telling you, parents, I'm just telling you. And I know, again, I get a lot of flack for it. Public school is ground zero for trafficking and grooming children. Mm-hmm. You've got a tough decision to make there. I understand it. If you're married, you know, if you've had a husband and wife and you're married, it's a lot easier to do that. If you're a single mom, I would try to find a church that can help you out with that so that you don't have to put your kids into those institutions of depraved learning. But here's the big thing, and this is the fingernails on the chalkboard. Never give your child one of these. Never. You know, you want them, our rules, Joshua had to be 16 before he got one. At first, the first thing he got was a flip phone that had been deactivated. So all he could do is dial 911 on it. You know, you can, if you turn the phone service off, you can still dial 911. And he had that in case of an emergency. And then he did get a flip phone eventually, but no internet access, none of that. We wouldn't put any of that on there. So he could call friends, but that's all he could do. And he could get text back and forth. No pictures, just text. And so, you know, if you're giving your child one of these, this is the gate of hell for a child and for a lot of adults too. This is the gate of hell right here. This is the number one thing. Eventually when they do get them, you know, our family, I'll show you, a program called Ever Accountable. I'm trying to find it right now on my phone. But what it does is it monitors everything that goes across this phone. This computer I'm on has it on it. Joshua's phone, my wife's phone, every computer, every device has that on it. So, you know, you can set different levels. Like for a child, I can set it to where I can read all their emails. And do that. I'll know what apps they're putting on their phone. And if you're not going to do that, if you're not going to be that parent, if you want to be your buddy with your child, I promise you people are accessing your child through their phone. Promise you it's happening. Well,
the most common way now is through online video game chat rooms. I'm looking at you, FBI. So the most common way that these predators, pedophiles, and people who want to turn your kids into little terrorists and active shooters, they're using the video games, these live chat room video games. Never been in one, so I don't really know how it works. But apparently, man, that's where a lot of stuff is being done at now.
And so this is why you don't give your child a cell phone, a smartphone.
Or access to the internet.
Yeah, it's access to the internet.
Make them read a book. It's good for them.
Yeah, definitely make them read a book. Make them turn it off. Give them a time limit that this is as long as you can be on the computer. When my son was homeschooling, he was never allowed to homeschool in his bedroom. He had to homeschool on the dining room table, and he had to homeschool in such a way that the computer was visible if we walked by. He couldn't sit in the corner somewhere where he could be doing whatever. We had to be able to see it, see the screens, first of all, just to make sure he wasn't just playing around, you know, with stupid stuff, but also to make sure he was doing his schoolwork. But that's the rule we had. And today I'm very, very proud of my son. I think he's growing up to be a wonderful father and a great husband. And, you know, he hasn't been trapped into, excuse me, Doug, he hasn't been trapped into the allurement of all the vile filth that is on the internet. You know, how do I do this? You know, when I was growing up, Playboy magazine showed women from above the waist. Today, what people like to look at online is so far removed from that. I get reports from Ever Accountable in what people look at. So multiple partners, multiple violations are involved. Doug, what happens to a society that views that kind of, you know, abuse, violence, depravity over and over and over en masse every day? What happens to a society that views that?
For one thing, you become spiritually sick and you become addicted to it.
Can you ever look at a woman normally? Can you ever look at my bride and say, you know, I appreciate, you know, the sexual aspect of our life together? Can you ever get to that point where you appreciate, or has your mind been so warped by things we can't mention on this program of what they're doing? And that's what the favorite thing people like to look at.
Well, let's throw another statistic in there. The average age child looking at pornography is 10 years old.
Yeah. Now, a child at 10 years old that looks at pornography, say, for another 12 years and at 22 gets married, can he ever have a normal sexual relationship? No. And see, this is by design. It's all part of the Luciferian design to destroy the seed of Adam. You know, because he can't. He can't appreciate his wife. You know, he just, in that area of sexuality, he can't appreciate her because she can't do what he has filled his mind with for the last 12 years. She can't do that. And so it destroys the marriage, and it does work vice versa too. More and more women are becoming porn addicts. And well, so this is why I'm saying, protect your children. I don't care if they like me, hate me, whatever. Don't let them have access to that, because the lure of it is irresistible for most children. It is.
The thing that people need to understand is that it's not just the wealthy elite who do stuff like this, man. It's your neighbors down the street. Immorality does not have a class of people. Children are used as a bartering system amongst these sycophants. Their blood is used as payment, and the hurt and the pain that they cause, and that's an investment into Satan for them. And the crimes are real. And the crimes are very real, and they're very covered up. When's the last time you heard anything from Fox News talk about satanic ritual abuse, satanic ritual satanic ritual victims? You don't hear about it. Oh, they'll bring on Anton LaVey, and then they'll say, well, you know, Satan's just a figure of speech, and you know, the God's not real, and the satanic church isn't about all this stuff, and it's just for angry people who are atheists, who are rebelling against Christians. For one thing, for any of you, there's one or two who listen. For any of you who believe that, do you not know that Satan is the father of all lies and a murderer? Yes. The murderer part is that thief. Is that sin, the wages of sin is death. And that is part of his murdering you. When people, I think, wake up to the lateness of the hour, I think when people experience what you and I have experienced, very rarely is anyone going to experience what you and I have experienced, Bob. Very rarely will people willingly get out of their air-conditioned homes, get out from their 9-to-5 jobs, and go out and hunt people like we have. Until you have seen what we've seen, until you've been in other countries, until you've worked for some interesting people and agencies, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, we're kind of speaking around this problem right now, because honestly, man, unless you've been there, you've done that. It's like, you know, people talk about combat. Really, unless you've been there and you've done that, I don't want to talk to you about combat because you don't have a context for it. And I know Russ Dizdar tried explaining that to people. It's so hard to explain demonized people if you've never dealt with one. It's so hard to explain the haunts of areas if you've never been into a place that is just filled with demonized people, demonized objects. Once again, Portland, Oregon, piercing a veil. Every time you went into there, it was so miserable just to be within the city limits, because that place was not covered with prayer. It was covered with curses, because that's what that city wanted. That's what those people wanted.
I'm always a person who wants to bring the preeminence of Christ into everything. And this story has a purpose. And if you go back to the garden, Satan's goal was the destruction of God's prized creation, humanity. He got Eve to sin.
Yes.
So that sin entered in, which was the curse. He in Genesis 6, he got the fallen angels. The fallen angels came out of heaven and not only bred with humans, but they bred with all those other things. I know we mentioned in the last program about the fish tomato, you know, where it was a swimming piece of tomato because they put fish genes in it. So all of this is designed to keep the human race a sterile, without children, or destroyed. You know, why do we want to get into a war with Russia where we will lose 3,500 people per day? They'll probably lose the same amount per day.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah, whatever other people, because he hates humanity. And that's young people who would breed. I mean, when I see it doesn't matter if they're Ukrainian soldiers or Russian soldiers. I realize these are men that want to go home and get a wife and have a family one day, and they're put into a meat grinder where they're just blown up, killed, mutilated, and murdered. This war has one purpose. It's to destroy the seed of Adam. That's the purpose these Luciferian, demon-possessed madmen and madwomen are doing this, because they hate humanity. They love their father, Lucifer, and that's their father. He's a murderer from the beginning. And they want to send 3,500 of your children every day to be murdered, 3,500 Russians to be murdered. We don't know how many Ukrainians or Poles or Germans to be murdered every day in a war that will destroy so much. What is he called? Apollyon, Abaddon, the destroyer? This is what we see coming. And you're going to have a nation who is already horribly split politically, religiously, ethnically, financially. We're going to be able to maintain this. We've depleted our arsenal. The Chinese are going to take advantage of it. We are at the precipice, ladies and gentlemen, of destruction. Your ability to get food, your ability to have water, your ability to have ammunition for your guns, everything is so close to being taken away from you. You know, the people of Babylon didn't realize when I forgot the king's name, but he brought the vessels of God in Babylon, and he was using them for common drink. And that's when the Medo-Persian came out. And then, you know, Daniel came and said that.
Nebuchadnezzar.
No, it wasn't Nebuchadnezzar. It was one of his sons that did it. One of his, I think it was third or fourth heir down. But that night when he went to that party, you know, thinking I'm going to have, ooh, look at all my women. I've got concubines. I'm going to have a fun night tonight. You know, I'm going to get drunk. We're going to revel. We're going to do this. Little did he know he was hours left to live, that Babylon had hours left as a kingdom before the Medes and the Persians came in and destroyed the city, destroyed them. That's where America is at today. We're on the eve of destruction. For those of you old enough to remember Barry Maguire, Eve of Destruction, the song. That's where we're at. And you better take this warning seriously. I am no one. I'm a humble vessel of the Lord. That's all. And yet I know what God has purposed on my heart, a warning. We are on the eve of destruction when everything you have known is going to be gone, except your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and then what he has told you to do.
It was Belshazzar.
Yes, Belshazzar. Yeah, so I think it was four from Nebuchadnezzar, but, you know, that night, you know, he said he became so scared his knees were beating together. You know, a few minutes earlier, you know, he had his beautiful women there doing whatever, you know, they're dancing for him and whatever. He had his wine. He had his pride. He had his wealth. He had everybody, you know, sycophantic to him, sucking up to him. And then that later that night, you know, had a sword plunge through his heart. And so this is America today. This is where America's at today. Take this warning seriously, ladies and gentlemen. America's at that moment. We are at our Medo-Persian moment. And if God's telling you, you know, God's convicting your heart, get right with the Lord Jesus Christ, you better do it because your soul can meet him tonight. If God's telling you to forsake those friends that are dragging you down, you know, my beer friends, my, you know, party buddies, get rid of them and surround yourself with men and women who are going to build you up in your holy faith. There's no such thing as, I hear some Christians talking about, I'm going to go clubbing tonight. They don't mean SEALs. They just mean going out partying, clubs. There's no such thing as clubbing for a Christian. It doesn't exist. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing and I will receive you and you'll be my sons and daughters. And then if he's telling you to get food, water, supplies, you know, one of these, You better listen to them because your money's soon to become worthless.
Hey, Bob, I got to ask a question. Let me repeat it. So there's a question I got asked. In what case would a normal civilian need a plate carrier or a, you know, like a ballistic helmet? What advantages or disadvantages does a person have to not having a plate carrier, which is body armor? That's what we're talking about.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Is it realistic for a civilian to train with a plate carrier and all the tactical gear that goes with it? Or is it more realistic to stick to a more fundamental gray man approach? And I will say this, gray man has nothing to do with not carrying a plate carrier. Gray man means no one knew you walked in or walked out. You're not wearing brightly colored clothes. You're not wearing camouflage. You don't have a I'm the world's greatest Rambo sticker somewhere on you. It means to blend in. It doesn't mean not to have body armor.
Yeah, I don't have five Navy Trident SEAL things across my chest.
No.
I watched a guy with Stolen Valor the other day. It was on TV, and he had three of them, Doug. Three Tridents across his shirt. It was like, oh, my gosh. And plus 900 other medals, you know. But
those people
no,
should be openly flogged in the street.
Yeah. Well, I think he had mental issues too. So, but anyhow, both to answer you, we are the gray man. We try to blend in to the degree we can. But at the same time, God gave you a voice in these days. And the Bible says, if you see the wicked sinning and you fail to warn them, his blood will be required at your hands. That's what he told Ezekiel. So you can ignore your voice that God gave you. Every Christian that has ever been born again is commanded to preach the gospel. It's not like, okay, this is my MOS. My MOS is to be the silent Christian. You know, I'm a covert Christian. That's my MOS. No, your MOS is to preach the gospel to every living creature, every living soul. So that's rule number one. You preach the gospel. Two, yes, a plate carrier. Because what happens if you do have three or four people trying to assault your home because they think you have something, you know, and you have that plate carrier, it's not going to protect your head. It's not going to protect, but it's going to protect your vital organs. Well, you can put that on. And I do recommend polyethylene plates. Anybody who's ever carried steel plates around in the summer, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I could do it anymore. It's just, you know, polyethylene plates are a third of the weight, you know, 2.5-3 pounds a piece. And they stop up to, 3 away. So, but under certain circumstances, yes, a plate carrier is good. And just walking around with a plate carrier, it's good cardiovascular exercise. It's good exercise for your legs. So even if you just put it on, if you live on a big piece of property and went hiking with it on, that's going to be good for you. I mean, it's going to be good training for you because, you know, in that training, that cardiovascular and muscular training you get from carrying that, it could benefit you in chopping wood. It could benefit you in how quick you can move from point A to point B, all those things. And plus you learn carrying stuff, which a lot of Americans don't understand what it means to carry stuff from a little bit of distance and what it's like, you know. I do ceramics and my clay comes in 50-pound packages. Well, if I want to walk that clay 100 yards from, you know, my garage to my shop to work the clay, boy, oh boy, 50 pounds doesn't sound like a lot. But you start carrying that, especially because it's awkward, and it becomes, that's a lot of weight real quick. Yes and no is the answer. I think you what deprivation is coming to America as far as food is concerned, you would want to have a plate carrier and plates in it to protect your family and you, because keep in mind, if you go down, you know, and you have a family, wife and children, those people that are coming for the food or whatever else are not going to say thank you very much, we'll see you guys later. You know, they're gonna, the women and children become, as we've been talking, they become barter material. It's a unit of monetary exchange for them. Your wife would become a unit of monetary exchange. Your children become a unit of monetary exchange. And, you know, so yes, and that's why training, what the training that you're going to offer here in a few weeks, is going to be so doggone important for people to have. Because it's just getting accustomed to the gear, you know, that you don't want to throw that that plate carrier on first time, never used it. First of all, you know, getting it on and getting it fit correctly, it takes a little bit of practice. It's, you just don't throw it on and, you know, have the thing flopping around on you.
Yeah, I typically, with these classes or, you know, civilian friends of mine that own plate carriers, they really don't know how to set it up. It's nothing complicated, and it doesn't make you less of a man to not know how to have it set up. You just, you know, inexperience. And I'm more than willing, if, you know, anyone has a plate carrier and they bring it out to this training, if you want me to set it up for you, I'll set it up for you. It's not a problem. I did it to two or three plate carriers last time.
When they come out to the class, I let Doug use some of these, night vision and thermal. So you guys get to go out at night and walk around and see, whoa, this really does do what it says it does beyond what I could have even imagined. So you'll get the experience of doing that. Anybody who wants to use night vision will be able to use night vision. Anybody who wants to look through thermal will be able to look through thermal in the class. Won't cost you any extra, unless you want to buy one. So you'll get that training. And this is where the training is so important. You know, I did martial arts for decades, I guess, all combined. And I'll tell you, it got to the point where I just had muscle memory down so well, knowing what to do, that it's just, you can't replicate that by just having head knowledge. The micromotor skills of certain holds and maneuvers and feeling what your opponent is doing. I knew when he would start to move a certain way, where he was going with that. I knew where he was going, so I could counter it before he could even get that maneuver going. If I had to wait till he got it, you know, almost engaged or fully engaged, boy, it was a lot more difficult then. So just knowing the micromotor skills of feeling what he's doing, I knew what to do. I know, you know, Doug, you've been there. In fact, we used to do that, just push on each other and feel the fingers, the micromotor skills of different parts of your body and acclimate to those.
And so, wrestling, we call that pummeling.
Yeah. Yes. To answer your question, you've got to do those things. Yes. If you can afford body armor, get body armor. I would say yes. If I would make food happen, I would make a water filter happen. One way or another, I'd find out to make that happen. Even if it was going down to Walmart and buying extra cans of beans every week or bags of beans.
Yep.
Little packages of tuna fish.
Rice. You know, 50 pounds whatever. Of rice is cheap, man.
Yeah. So whatever. If I had a larger budget or could go in, night vision, thermal, absolutely, hands down, the most game changer you will ever have in a crisis situation like that. Radio. Yes, a Bofeng radio is $70. $70, you can get a BFF-8 radio, not the UV-5R, but the BFF-8. In fact, right now, we have a package where you get UV-5Rs, two of them, two extra antennas, two extra batteries, two throat mics, two mini antennas and other stuff for $80. So you get a complete kit, everything for $80. And radio is another thing. It is massively critically important to have it. I cannot overstate the importance of having those things.
Bob, you're going to be giving a class on radio uses, right?
I'm going to do some high point tips. You know, of what to avoid. We won't have that much time to do it, but just showing what you can do with radio. Things that you can't legally do right now because it's against the law to use codes and other different things. But in an emergency, as I say, if the zombies are out eating people, I won't care what I have to do to survive, you know. And so there's tips and tricks that you can do to keep me. I mean, you know, I hear it all the time. Yeah, my wife. Oh, you just gave me away. You have a wife. My children. Oh, you have children. Is that exploitable, Doug?
Yep.
If you were a bad guy and I said, you know, my wife. Oh my gosh, she has a wife. It's I can't currency. Believe you told me that.
Intelligence is currency.
So I mean, you learn how to work around all that by talking. And the main thing of the radio is, I want to hear Doug talk. I don't want to hear me talk. I want to know what Doug's doing. I don't want him to know what I'm doing. You know, all of that, even the little cheap radios from Walmart that say 36 miles. But the truth and reality is you get a quarter to a half a mile on them.
Well, that's why law enforcement speaks in 10 codes so that people don't know what we're saying.
Yeah. Well, even those walkie talkie radios you buy at Walmart or wherever, and on the box it says up to 36 miles. Well, that's total nonsense. It'll never do that. You get a half to a quarter mile. You know, the nice thing about that is if I'm scanning those frequencies and I'm hearing people talk, boy, oh boy, I know I've got people with radio nearby, on those frequencies. So there's a lot of things that you can do with radio, but if you want to watch tonight's football game, instead of taking that 2 hours and learning gardening or, you know, learning something, then when push comes to shove and this stuff is necessary, you're going to fight somebody who didn't watch that football game. who did take it seriously. You know, they were out training and you're out, you know, eating chips and drinking a beer and watching a football game. That's the reality of it. It might offend you, but that's the reality of it. And that moment is, it's here for a lot of United States already. Inner cities, it's here. It's proliferating out. So you better take it seriously. All you have to do is look at history, look at God's word, and know that, as Barry Maguire said, we're on the eve of destruction. We're the meeny, meeny, teka uparsin moment in the United States and the world. War, famine, disease. I mean, what do you think they were running those 39 bioweapons labs in Ukraine for? You know, what do you think they're doing there?
Trying to find a way to cure Hunter Biden.
Yeah. They're looking how to kill the world. And you could say, why would they want to do that? Because they're satanic. Yep. The father is Lucifer, the father of murder, the father of lies. Lucifer was a murderer from the beginning. That's why they want to do it.
I want to talk about the plate carrier thing and move off this subject. With the plate carriers, don't buy cheap gear. Don't get all your stuff off of Amazon. Cheap gear is not good, and good gear is not cheap. And neither is the body armor. Don't buy cheap body armor. Buy good quality body armor. HESCO is that's good body armor. There's a bunch of places that are out there. Safari Land,
Scorpion, yeah. Tactical. I mean, all of them are good companies.
Yeah. AR-500 is for really cheap stuff. That's the steel armor.
They started selling polyethylene plates.
Yeah, I don't recommend steel armor because of spalling. Spalling happens when a round strikes steel. If it hits you in the chest where the steel plate is, most likely it's going to come straight up into all your vital organs or your vital
blood vessels
that's in your throat. Probably not a good day. Look, the body armor, the way the Spartans viewed body armor, is that the cuirass, the greaves, all that stuff was the helmet. That was to protect the warrior. The shield was to protect the man to the left in his shadow, and also to protect the Lacedaemonia countryside. That was the actual country that the Spartans were from, Lacedaemonia. And so the shield was to protect the country. Your body armor was to protect you so that you can protect the country. So unless you're walking around with a shield, think of it like this, guys. If you're the last hope for your family to survive, if they got to run off because you got to take a last stand, then you are their shield. And if you don't have body armor, well, you know, I mean, God be with you. You know, it only helps you. It doesn't really hinder you unless you just decided to hang, you know, stuff off of your body all over the place, but you got to train in it. You got to train in it. Imagine a firefighter who never put his gear on and then goes to, you know, what a class three or whatever fire, you know, where it's raging. It doesn't make sense. Imagine a law enforcement officer who never puts his gun belt on until the first time he needs it. Doesn't make sense. Why does your stuff sit in a box or sit in your room and, you know, just gather dust? Doesn't make sense. Get out and train with your gear. I strongly suggest for any of you tactical ninjas out there who has to buy every pouch and has to have something in every pouch, put your body armor on, which is not a zip-up vest. A plate carrier is like what I carry. And you know, you can put your magazines and a few pouches on it, but don't, you know, don't look like a tactical ninja with crap all over you, but do a couple burpees, do some push-ups, see how much of that stuff is dangling off of you. Lay down in the prone position. Prone means to lay down on the ground and try to fire your rifle and pistol from that position. And if you got a bunch of crap in your way to where you can't breathe, you can't move around, we'll try it with a helmet on. It gets even worse. You'll never experience it until it's too late. And then you're either going to ditch a lot of that stuff, or you're going to go, man, if only I had just waited another month and saved a couple extra $100 and bought better gear, I wouldn't be dealing with this.
You know, one of the things that's really a good thing to practice is, you know, most people shoulder their AR on the right hand side. So if they're looking around a corner, right hand, that's cool, you know. But what happens if it's you have to shoot off the left hand side? You know, most people just want to move. Like, then you just expose most of your body. Can you make a quick switch where you put that AR in your left and do the same thing and learn how to switch that back and forth? Yeah, training back and forth, back and forth, so you don't expose your body. I've seen really good operators do that. And I mean, it is scary how good they get because I know I couldn't hit them. You know, and they can switch that rifle back and forth, right shoulder, left shoulder, right shoulder, left shoulder. Faster than I could think about doing it. But
well, we're going to have a shoot house that's going to be at a ready-made resources. And this is going to be all airsoft for the shoot house. We are going to have a live fire day with a live fire range. But because you're going to be shooting at people, we're using airsoft. But you know, we're going to teach you how to come in and out of corners and doorways and hallways and how to shoot offhanded. Weak side, strong side. We will show you all that stuff.
And we're going to have this time we've upgraded. We're going to actually have wood and plywood walls. You're going to have to learn to slice a corner, you know, and not get shot. So we've, you know, Doug is making a substantial investment in material to make this collapsible shoot house so that you can get the real feel of it. And you can feel the adrenaline. You can feel what adrenaline does to you. You know, how your adrenaline. That's what adrenaline does. What do you think that does to your stability when you're shooting? How to handle that adrenaline, how to breathe correctly. All those techniques, you know, that only live training can give you. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to get. And then afterwards, like I said, you're going to get great Christian fellowship.
Yep. Absolutely. Look, wrapping up, this is America, okay? Jesus said to build your house on the rock, on a solid foundation, which obviously is in him, the Lord. However, when you have removed your foundation and placed your house on sand, and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat on that house, it will surely fall. Scripture says that. And great was the fall of it. So we were supposed to be a new Israel here in America. It was a burgeoning nation that was built on the foundations of the Bible. And that house called America took the brunt of many storms and withstood many storms. But now we've removed the foundation of the house, Bob. We have been placed on a displacing sand, and the waters are rising, and the storms are coming. And unless put back on a foundation, which is the Lord, the house will fall, and great will be its fall, says Scripture. As the angel in the book of Revelation cried, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great." Remember that. Behold, this Babylon the Great, mother of prostitutes. What else did it say? And of earth's abominations. She has become a dwelling place for demons, a haunt for every unclean spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean and detestable beast. For all nations have drunk the wine and passion of her sexual immorality. Of her what? Her sexual immorality with her. And her merchants of the earth have grown rich from the power of her luxurious living. A voice comes from out of heaven. Do we recall this, church? A voice comes from out of heaven. What does it say? It says, "Come out of her, my people, lest you take part in her sins, lest you share in her plagues, for her sins are heaped up as high as heaven, and God remembers her iniquities." So, for everyone still playing games with God today, repent. Repent, and as Jesus said, turn from your wicked ways. God will forgive you of it. Jesus is welcoming to forgive you of it. And it's stupid, ignorant people who hang on to their sins. And I'm going to say it, it's stupid and it's ignorant because you've been given the way out, but yet you deny it. So if you deny Jesus, he's going to deny you before his Father.
Yeah.
Look, you can have people who can preach this really nice, fluffy message to you, and then some people just have to have it said plainly. There's no way around it. The wages of sin is death. And the only way to survive any of this is through Jesus Christ. Period. You can't save yourself. Satan will drag you to hell with him and his angels and his beast and his false prophet. Don't go with him,
Yes.
Bob.
Yeah, Doug, it's so true. I just want to mention this. If you know your Christianity is that you went down maybe when you were a little kid, vacation Bible school or something similar, and you checked a little box, yes, I believe in Jesus. I'm gonna offend you. Is it real? Are you really, did you repent of your sins? Is your life reflect the teachings of Jesus Christ? Do you walk in the precepts of the Lord? If not, I call it, check the box Christianity, and that Christianity leads to hell. We're talking about repenting of your sins, realizing the grievousness of your sin, that it cost the Son of God his life, his very lifeblood. And then he said, follow me, follow me. It isn't a one time check the box and it's forever. We follow him. I'm not saying you can lose your salvation. I'm saying one of the things of Calvinism I like is the perseverance of the saints. The true saints of God will persevere. Those that are not the true saints of God are not going to persevere. The evidence of your Christianity is you persevering and walking in the ways of the Lord. Now, Paul, me, Doug, we all get to that point in Romans 8. It says, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? We all experience that. I experience temptation. Doug experiences temptation. Everyone, the greatest of all, except Jesus, Paul experienced it. Peter experienced it, experienced temptation. But our goal is to walk in the ways and the precepts of the Lord and to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We love not our lives unto death. That's what the scripture says in Revelation. That we overcome by the word of the Lamb and the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we love not our lives unto death. Examine yourself. If you've got check the box Christianity, I would really examine that. I would say trade it for the real thing, making Jesus the Lord of your life and becoming his disciple and day by day walking in his precepts and obeying what he tells you to do. Obeying it in the way you eat, obeying it the way you run your marriage, the way you spend your finances, the way you spend your entertainment, everything. Jesus has to become the Lord of that. And if he doesn't, I leave it for you. I don't want to find out on that day, whoops, I made a mistake.
Bob, can you give them your number in case anybody is interested in the training? But by the way, if anyone is interested, it's $800 for the training for 3 days, 30 hours of training. We'll be going over live fire, a lot of different drills, moving to contact, teaching you how to actually walk with your gun and fire, a lot of situational awareness stuff, a lot of stuff with role players. So you have to actually interact with somebody throughout a course. A lot of shoot, don't shoot, de-escalation stuff. SEER training is really going to be ramped up for this one. A lot of tactical questioning. We are going to play the bad guys. You're going to be the good guy, and we're going to yank you out of a car and tactically question you, and it's going to be uncomfortable. We're going to see how you react, and we're going to teach you how to react. I think that might be something good to keep in the old, toolbox. Probably so. And then Doc Reyes is going to be teaching you a lot of advanced medical stuff. And that's always, if you're going to learn how to punch holes, you need to learn how to plug holes. It has to be a 50-50 on that training. And Bob's going to teach us on some radio etiquette and how to use the radios a little bit better than we have been. $800, 3 days of work. If you do decide to come, make sure it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 6th, 7th, and 8th. Show up Thursday. Don't fly in Friday because we're beginning at 9 in the morning. We end in the evening on Sunday.
And we can handle 8 or 9 campers, people who want to camp out there. The facilities will be modest. you'll have running water and you will have porta-johns. So, you know, we do have Peak Refuel and Mountain House for sale. If somebody wants to buy food, or you can bring your own food.
Good restaurants within the area.
And nice cabins to stay in. So, yeah, Eastern Tennessee here is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it is gorgeous. And if you did take a little time off and drive up to Chiricahua Parkway, you get to see the peak season with the leaves changing color. It is God's painting, handiwork. It's beautiful, beyond imagination beautiful. So this is what we offer. And we offer, like I said, the Christian perspective on it all. You know, how to be a man of peace, how to be a man of integrity and honor and valor, and be what the Lord Jesus Christ called men to be. And so that those are things you're going to get to learn. Again, if you want to get in touch with me, you can call me at 800-627-3809. I do post these programs on YouTube. Doug does also. If you go to Ready Made Resources in YouTube, please just check subscribe. And I know when you go to Doug's place, please check subscribe. Do that. But or you can go to my website, readymaderesources.com. We have some deals going on right now. If you want to know what they are, I'll talk with you. As far as designing a plan for your budget, your geographic location, your family structure, it all changes with all those things. Some people, you know, might have one thing and not the other, but I'll help you work through it and see what we can do to come up with a plan that helps you survive better.
So from that, guys, you know, that's all we got. If anyone has questions, you can email me at AmericanVindictusShow@gmail.com. Also, you can go to the website, AmericanVindictusShow.com, and you can email me from there. If you do like to donate and you would like to keep this show up and going, and we do have a donation section that's on the website. Bob?
Doug, one last thing. If you go to my website, ReadyMadeResources.com, at the top is a little icon that you can click to access, you know, for that training so that you can pay for it and sign up for it right there on my website. Very easy to do. If you go that way, just click that little icon, you know, the training icon, very top of the website, click it, pay for it, come out and visit with us. You will not be sorry you did.
Yep. We'll have a lot of fun. Guys, that's all we got, you know. Oh, by the way, the show is eventually going to, migrate over to Rumble, because I'm probably going to be shut down within the next month or two. So the show is going to migrate over to Rumble. I thought I was out of the penalty box today. Apparently, maybe it's tomorrow. So, you know, YouTube does not like me, and that's fine. I don't like them either. But if you do want to continue to watch this show and all that, make sure you're subscribing over on the Rumble side. If not, gsradio.net and thecommonsenseshow.com. for the Duck and Dave Intel Report, which is at thecommonsenseshow.tv. That's a $4 a month subscription to be able to watch a lot of the stuff that me and Dave Hodges go over, which is some fascinating intelligence stuff. Guys, that's all we got. Thanks for watching. Stay frosty. We'll see you next time.
God bless.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.